It's a big weekend for you, not this weekend, but the next weekend with the Eight-Man Hall of Fame. When you got the news on this, wow, that had to been send us a little shivers down your spine after all the great years in high school and the Eight-Man ranks. Really a nice honor, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Bobby Mills reached out to me and kind of gave me a heads up, and I was honored to be getting inducted this year, and he had a lot of, you know, super nice things to say about me, and I really appreciate it. And it just, same time, it makes me feel kind of old. Now it's getting to be 20 years ago, so, but it's good. It's good.
Yeah, one of the gurus of high school football. If Bobby Mills mentions you, you're pretty good. You've had a good career.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of the expert on high school football over the last 40, 50 years. He remembers everything and everybody, so he's always a good resource. He seems to remember everything that's happened, so it's pretty cool. Pretty cool to have.
What a class, too. I remember a lot of those same names, you know, back in whenever they played, but I'm sure some familiar names that you've had a chance to follow in the Eight-Man ranks over the years.
Yeah, and you know, Brian Dutcher's getting in as well, and he was a year younger than me, but he was quarterback for those great Greeley Wolfpack teams back in the day. So a lot of other guys were, you know, a little bit older than me before my time, but yes, great class of players and coaches.
Do you still talk about the high school years? I know you're moved on. You got a family, a job, and everything. It's going back to the late '90s, early 2000s. It, you know, that's well over 20 years ago. But you still find time with your family or your some friends of, hey, talking to the high school football in the glory days?
I mean, not so much. I mean, you know, my kids are so young that they're, you know, they don't really know much about my past. I'm just dad to them on every level. So, my son is starting to get a little more into the, what the Huskers are and stuff like that. But, you know, me and my dad will talk about stuff a lot back in the old days. But, on a regular basis, definitely not.
And, of course, you had to have been following with Hitchcock County and their success, last year getting the semifinals and this year winning a state championship. I think you probably followed that quite a bit, didn't you?
Yes, followed that very closely. That you know, I was, you know, so proud of them, what they've done. Coach Rath has done such a good job with them. And, you know, I ran into Keegan's dad, Blake, you know, probably because Blake's my age, same year as me in high school, and about 5 years ago. And, you know, he told me that this class was going to win a state championship in football. And at the time, I just kind of chalked it up as a proud dad moment. But he definitely wasn't kidding. And it was awesome to see.
Yep, they have definitely had a great season, and it's good to see Colberts and Trenton both back when you were in high school. You had some great years. You had some great players and great teams back in your day, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, we had some good teams. You know, my sophomore year was probably our best team. We just had a lot of guys with some talent. We didn't make it as far as we would have liked, on the playoff side of things, but you know, you run into a buzzsaw of Lawrence Nelson, who ends up going on to the finals, and it is what it is, and you move on to the next year. But, we enjoyed a lot of success in football and track, and, it was a lot of fun back in that time.
We just got done with the state track meet, of course. Ben, do you have had a chance to go to the state track meet and take it in any over the past number of years?
Yeah, you know, I live in Omaha, so I haven't made it the last couple years. That, you know, the four-day deal has kind of changed things a little bit. But I've taken my son once, and, you know, as they get a little older, we're going to start making a little more attempt to get there and see it. But it's great to see, you know, that's just such a great event. They do such a great job. I know they have their reasons on the four-day deal, but I really wish it was back to the, you know, Saturday finals of all four classes. But it's definitely fun to go back and watch and kind of keep track of what, you know, the Marks kids are doing these days, times and stuff. So I pay attention to that pretty closely.
I am sure I would put some money on it. Those Eisenhart kids are going to be outstanding athletes and probably pretty good at track and field as well.
Yeah. You know, they're so young. It's hard to see. Some days you think they're into it. Some days they're not. They're just little kids. So, whatever they decide they want to put their efforts to, I'm definitely going to be there to support whatever they want to do.
And of course, going on to play at Nebraska and getting some, appearing in 41 career games. I know you keep track of what the Huskers are doing these days, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I'm not as close as I just got a lot of stuff going on, but you know, you watch with the coaching and with the recruiting a little bit. So much has changed on that with the NIL deals and got kids coming and going and transferring, and it's hard to keep track of. I just hope that we just have some success. You know, Coach Rule seems to be doing all the right things here to start. I went down to watch practice this spring. You know, it's fun to get back and see people, and just kind of relive those days as well. And I just hope, I hope we can turn a corner here, definitely.
Tell us about your family. You're in Omaha. What are you doing right now?
I'm a commodities trader for a company called Viterra. It's formerly Gavilon. We've had a couple name changes over the years, but I'm on the export side of things. So my trade area is kind of Southeast Asia, China. So I kind of got to see quite a bit of the world over the last 8-9 years of kind of being in that role. Seen some places that I've never would have seen, on my own if it wasn't for work. And I've been pretty thankful and lucky for that. But live in Elkhorn and, work downtown Omaha. But, the kids, I got a 5- and 3-year-old, so we're very busy with my son starting kindergarten here this fall. So we're kind of getting ready to get into all that. And we're just, every day is busy for sure.
Well, it's going to be a blast, I'm sure, for you and your family. I take it a lot of your family will be in Hastings coming up on the weekends ahead for that recognitions of 46th Annual Satoma All-Star Man football game. I'm sure all the family members, a lot of them are going to be there.
Yeah, my parents are definitely going to come, and then we're going to come down. The whole family's going to come down on Saturday and kind of go through all that. It's going to be a long day for them, but I'm sure they'll enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing the other, inductees and the guys that have been inducted in years past. And it's going to be a nice Saturday, and definitely looking forward to it.
Finally, Ben, I got to go back to a Facebook post in 2020 where you posted you went out on a track and you run a quarter under 60 seconds. It was amazing. Have you done anything like that since then?
Yeah, I've kept it under 60. That's kind of a goal as I get older, and you can't beat Father Time, and it gets harder and harder. But it was one of those things where you're kind of standing around with a bunch of buddies, and it was like, hey, I kind of was like, I could still run one under 60. And my neighbor's like, there's no way. I'm like, well, I guess we're going up to the track. That day, I ran 56.2, and it hurt really bad. But I've now tried to kind of keep in a decent shape. So I'm 39 now. So maybe next year at 40, I'll try it again and to see if we can keep it under there.
I was going to say, they have, like Olympics were, for older adults. Have you ever thought of maybe going to an event or two with that?
I don't know. I'd have to pick one of those years where I was the youngest bracket. I think they start having those 40 to 45, and maybe when I'm a 40-year-old, like, I'll try out they do the Cornhusker State Games and stuff like that. But I got a lot going on, I'd want to train a little bit to not embarrass myself too much, so we'll see what the future holds on that side.